Regarding the blessings and mercy of Allah, the Quran says in chapter 16, verses 4 through 18, He created man from a sperm drop, yet he is a clear adversary. And the cattle he created for you. In them you have warmth and other uses, and of them you eat. In them there is beauty for you when you bring them home, and when you lead them to pasture. They carry your loads to the land which you could not otherwise reach, except by painful toil to oneself. Your Lord is clement, the most merciful. He has created for you horses, mules, and donkeys which you ride, and as an adornment, and he creates what you do not know. It is for Allah to show the way. Some swerve from it, but had he willed, he would have guided all of you. It is he who sends down water from heaven, which provides you drink, and brings forth trees on which you feed your herds. And thereby he brings forth crops and olives, palms and vines, and all the fruits. Surely in this there is a sign for a nation who think. He has subjected to you the night, the day, the sun, and the moon, and the stars are subjected by his command. Surely in that there is a sign for a nation who understands. And what he has multiplied for you in the earth is of various hues. Surely in that there is a sign for a nation who remember. It is he who has subjected the sea to you, so that you eat of its soft flesh, and bring up from it ornaments which you wear. And you see the ships ploughing their course through it, in order that you seek his bounty and give thanks. He set firm mountains upon the earth, lest it should shake with you, and rivers and roads, in order that you are guided, and waymarks, and by the star they are guided. Is he who creates as he who does not create? Will you not remember? If you count the favours of Allah, you could never number them. Indeed, Allah is the forgiving and the most merciful.